All right. Welcome back. A little Savoy Brown playing in the background. You may or may not know this band, but one of the great blues bands of the late 60s, early 70s. I think a few of the members went on to like join Foghat, I think.
Nice.
Actually. But they were like, at one time, they were going to be considered the next big American rock band, but something happened. I don't know what happened, but then they faded into obscurity. But I've heard, you know, obviously, if you're listening now, you can tell.
Yeah, this is a whiskey drink.
Yeah, this is like getting fucked up at the bar.
It is.
Getting ready to break a pool cue over a guy's back.
Yeah. He's there, Schwazy.
Because he's been looking at you weird for the last hour and a half, even though he's just making pool shots.
Yeah. You're going to be my second throat rip of the evening. Roadhouse.
Yeah, Roadhouse. So apparently Dr. Fauci has been torturing puppies, from what I understand.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Dr. Fauci out there. I got you.
That's what happened. Follow the
science.
When you idolize people.
We were following the science. It said torture puppies.
No, he's just trying to get ahead of the next pandemic because he's got a little issue with vanity.
True that.
Because he had a fucking movie made about him.
The New York Post reports Dr. Anthony Fauci is facing calls from a bipartisan group of legislators to respond to allegations that the National Institute of Health and Division provided a grant to a lab in Tunisia to torture and kill dozens of beagle puppies for twisted scientific experiments.
Wow.
Twisted. So, you know, you can go out and kill a guy today. But when you start killing puppies, people start getting fucking pissed off.
People start paying attention.
They're like, hey, they're killing puppies. What? Yeah. Killing fucking puppies? That motherfucker. Fuck you.
It's the reason why 101 Dalmatians was made. It's the reason why Michael Vick actually went to jail.
Yeah.
It's like, fucking.
Don't fuck with the dogs.
I mean, Americans like their dogs, man.
They do. Don't fuck with the puppies.
So I don't know if the same with the NIH, because I believe that's from the UK.
It's like tossing a bag of kittens off a bridge. The fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah. Hell yeah, fucking crazy-ass people. But, you know, I get that this is kind of like, it's an op-ed. It's kind of writing into the whole, like, you know, this is another reason to not like Fauci. And this is where it's like, well, don't read into it too much, because there's some legitimate reasons to already not like the guy. You know, first of all, just lying to the American people, just trying to be a figurehead, which it's great for, you know, scientists. It's great for people who, you know, do no harm, all that shit. And it's good for those people to be obsessed with their own public, you know,
their own persona,
their narrative.
But he's been lying to us since the 80s. And we're just now catching on. We're just now catching on, you know.
So, what a
good bureaucrat he's been, huh?
Yeah, it doesn't mean everything the guy's done is bad. It's like, if it's not one, it's 10. It's just, you can see what he's fucking doing. You know what he's fucking doing. And you know he's bought into this whole political spectrum for the same reason that, like, people in the squad did.
Right.
That you know it's going to get you this whole following. I really relate all this back into Zuckerberg and why he's trying to drag us into the fucking next metaverse.
The meta. It's going to be
that
meta.
Meta is scary.
Yeah. Zuckerberg.
So you know, as much as, you know, Fauci is a piece of shit, let's all remember that the media is what got us here.
Exactly. Let's see. In a letter to the director of National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, Representative Nancy Mace, Republican South Carolina, and 23 colleagues addressed their grave concern about reports of costly, cruel and unnecessary taxpayer-funded experiments on dogs. According to the document obtained via Facebook, it's pretty bad when you're getting your news.
My God.
The documents obtained via Facebook. I don't know.
It actually fucking
the
says
shit
that
comes
it?
From Facebook. Fuck that. And via Freedom. I'm sorry, I said Facebook. It said Freedom of Information Act. I'm sorry. Let's back that up.
New York Post. Back that up.
Sorry, New York Post. Let's restart this.
Do you want me to read?
You should read.
Where do we leave off?
We're right here, according to documents via the Freedom.
Where does it say Facebook?
I'm sorry. It just my brain said Facebook.
dude, you know he's in your brain, right?
I know, yeah. That's why he's changing the name. He can't change the name.
This is why he's more of a problem than Fauci. Yeah. This guy is fucking, his googly eyes, him and Jack Dorsey are fucking everywhere. You need to get rid of these fucking people. Guy. anyway.
Yes. Okay, yeah. According to the documents obtained via the Freedom of Information Act, requested by the taxpayers, I'm sorry, I'm a little far away, group, White House, White Coal, waste product.
Sorry, I moved the computer too far away. Let me.
Sorry,
this is kind of my doing too.
Yeah, go ahead.
I turned it away from you. But, according to documents obtained via Freedom of Information Act, request by taxpayer watchdog group White Coast or White Coat Waste Project. I haven't heard of that one. And subsequent media coverage from October 2018 till February 2019. NIAID spent $1.68 million in taxpayer funds on drug tests involving 44 beagle puppies. How the fuck do you spend $1.6 million
killing beagle puppies?
On 44 beagle. What information do they have? We're not fucking aliens just probing a beagle planet. What the fuck is this?
Yeah, the White Coat.
Are you spending that much goddamn money?
Yeah, wait. What kind of beagles are they? Don't get the pedigree ones. Oh, now they got sad pictures.
All pictures of dog torture pictures are sad pictures.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to go through all this. The White Coat Waste Project reported claims that the researchers locked the dogs in cages with hungry sandflies so that the insects could eat them alive.
What does that prove?
And
why are sandflies so fucking expensive? Oh, there he is. There's the big guy.
Dr.
Big Lips.
Oh, it's Dr. Fauci.
Oh, God. I'm on TV again. Right. Everybody look at me.
Look at me. I'm right.
All dogs do not go to heaven. It was worth spending the $1.6 million to figure that out.
To figure it out to have their faces eaten by sand fleas.
Yeah. Sand flea is neither a sand nor a flea. Discuss.
Some of the pooches were also allegedly injected with the disease-causing parasites.
That's not specific.
It's not specific. Yeah. The commission tested tests involved injecting and force-feeding the puppies an experimental drug for several weeks before killing and discarding them. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you got problems. You're a puppy killer, buddy. Dr. Fauci, you're a puppy killer.
Yeah.
Dr. Fauci, pup or killie. They didn't talk about that in a National Geographic fucking documentary, did they?
No, and the way they, which I mean, it's like, you give credit where credit's due. Whoever made the actual film has talent. Who it was made about and the purposes of it being made were not fucking thought out. It's going to be up there with the Cuomo book. He may not have fingered anybody. But it's just, that's what happens when, everybody's got this like petty narcissism now that they're just fucking hyper obsessed with themselves and their own narrative. That's like, they can't resist. Doesn't matter what your job title is. If that many people are fawning over what you're fucking saying, you're going to lose track of yourself. Absolutely.
Exactly.
And this guy has lost the fucking plot.
Killing puppies. And lawmakers demand answers. Of course they do. be killing the puppies.
Well, you got Psaki, the White House spinster. She's got COVID.
Psaki. She got COVID. Yeah. Jen Psaki got COVID. Because she's been vaccinated, she has very mild symptoms.
Yep.
But she's a young lady.
Which is true.
She's a young lady,
Which, well, I mean, it's at this point, so it's like everybody's going to get COVID.
Yeah. Sooner or
later.
You're
either going to get it while being vaccinated, and you're going to have less symptoms, or you're going to unvaccinated, and if you survive it, you're gonna have natural immunity, which is stronger than the vaccine, but at the same time you have to get COVID to get it. So it's just kind of like, man, I'm not gonna mandate anything, whatever you fucking want to do, but you're gonna have to live with the consequences of everything. Like, it's silly to fucking to overly politicize shit. Just fucking, we should have just increased testing to begin with. Shouldn't have been eaten out in Chinatown. If this whole thing wasn't politicized, a lot of this shit wouldn't have happened this way. And, it's a little bit of Trump's doing. It's a lot of the fucking Democrats doing.
It's a lot of the Democrats doing. It's a lot of Trump's doing. Well, here on the lighter side, three wedding guests reportedly shot dead in Afghanistan for playing music at the reception.
How fucking dare they?
How dare they play any kind of fucking music
and
have a joyous playing, affair while people...
They're playing September. People are like, stop playing this at fucking weddings.
We are not jumping to the left.
Somebody came in with Simple Man from Shinedown. Like, I'm going to shoot three people right now.
That's right. Three guests were shot dead at wedding reception in eastern Afghanistan on Friday night, apparently because the music was being played.
Look at his fucking eyebrows. His eyebrows.
They're like two caterpillars.
They are. And they look like they're about to try to rape each other.
Move into his beard.
Yeah. Well, they all move into the beard. It's just the caterpillars that replicate. And then while he's sleeping, the eyebrows go down into the beard and add to the beard. That's actually how the beard grows.
That's how it grows.
And then you grow new eyebrows overnight. And then by the time you wake up, you'd look like an owl.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The attack was carried out by three assailants who claimed to be members of the Taliban before opening fire. Taliban spokesman's Zabahali Makahakalaka. Told reporters at a press conference on Sunday.
Well, I can, you know, his last name is Mujahidin.
Said the government attacked a reception taking place in the Sakura Rod district of, there's just like a whole lot of words in here. I can't.
Nagahara Province.
Local journalist.
CNN.
Also told CNN at least two people were killed and 10 others injured. Yep. So things are going well in Afghanistan.
Ooh, The Taliban spokesman added that it was not permissible to kill anyone for playing music, and an investigation was underway to establish. So they're going to investigate themselves and determine that the Taliban did nothing wrong.
Did nothing, or they weren't involved. They were just some radicals who went in there.
Which is possible. People did that with ISIS too. Like they do some crazy shit, and you're like, I'm with ISIS before they go, just so they can feel like they're somebody for a second, I guess.
It says, in the ranks of the Islamic Emirates, no one has the right to turn anyone away from music or anything, only to try to persuade them.
It's a kindler, gentler Taliban.
It's a kindler, gentler Taliban.
That's why we gave them the airport.
Just remember, don't keep that hokey pokey to yourself at the wedding, all right?
Yeah. You know? Or you're going to turn yourself around. You
know, do the electric slide in private.
Yeah.
Apparently, it pisses off the Taliban.
I guess so. They don't like a lot of musical.
They don't like all that shit.
No. Just get straight to the child marriages.
The CDC has reported unvaccinated five times more likely to get COVID again.
And see, that one I don't know vaccinated. About. I don't know anything about, like, if you have natural immunity, how long your natural immunity lasts before you can get COVID again. Right. And
is it going to be like the flu?
Well, I was going to say, is it like the vaccine does wane over time? We know that.
Right.
So when it wanes and you get COVID, you get a milder case of it. Is that the same thing with said natural immunity? Does it wane and you get, because at this point, like I said, everybody's going to fucking get it. So you're either going to get it one way or another. It's going to be like, you know, probably not rough or maybe deadly. Maybe you're sick for 5 days. Who knows?
Who knows? You don't know.
The
thing about COVID too is that it goes and hides in animals.
Oh yeah, cats can get it.
Cats, dogs, any they vaccinate the zoo animals because they can get it.
Yeah.
So what they're saying is what COVID is is it'll dissipate, and then but the animals still have it.
Yeah. Well,
you know.
No, I understand that. It's something reserved. So basically, like, we're not going to get rid of COVID because even if every human on the planet, you know, gets vaccinated and we all don't have it at the same time, it's still going to come back because of the reserve element. It's in different animals.
Right.
So you can't vaccinate all the fucking cougars of the earth.
Exactly.
So, you know, at some point, somebody's going to have one as a pet, and he's going to, you know, it's going to bite him, and he's going to get sick.
You're going to be the Tiger King.
Yep. And you'll never financially recover from it. So, no, it's there's no getting rid of it, unfortunately. What we need to do is, like Merck is coming up with, like, we need to have prophylactics, or we need to have something that you can take when you get it that reduce the symptoms.
You need a treatment, a therapeutic.
So let's say like your immunity lasts fucking, I don't know, a year and a half.
Right.
Let's say that's how long your immunity lasts. So let's say, you know, after that time, the last time you get it, like, oh shit, I got COVID again. You get to go to the, you go to the doctor, they give you, you know, these various drugs, and then you get over it, and then you have natural immunity for another year and a half, rather than trying to get a cram down a vaccine every 6 months that wanes after fucking two. And it's not to say, like, I'm not shitting on it, I fucking got it, but it's like, it, you have to understand that it's like, that's the purpose of it, is not to not to make it so that you never get COVID.
Right.
Like, it's to make it so that when you get it, you don't end up dead or in the ICU for 2 months. Like, it's fucking...
Right. Yeah, it's just, it's a preventative. The, it was like the thing when Joe got it. Joe Rogan got it.
He kicked
it
in like 5 days, but I mean, he's got a team of people.
He's got a team of people and a lot of money, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's probably got the same, like, well, he was on ivermectin, but he was on, like, remdesivir, all these other drugs.
Prevagen and...
But they wanted to stick to the ivermectin thing and say he was taking horse dewormer. And CNN specifically said that. And I watched that interview with, you know, Gupta and everything. I thought it was a really good interview. Yeah. And fucking, it was good.
It was
both of them did really well. But, like, that's the problem, is when it's like, I don't care if the next four things you say are true. When the first thing you say is a lie, you lose all fucking credibility. Stop fucking lying. Right. You and that fucking stupid Brian Seltzer and, fucking, and just, yeah.
You know, obviously, you know, it proves, you know, like, you know, Trump was CNN's bad guy, and they lost Trump.
Yeah, they're trying to get relevancy outside of airports.
Yeah. Exactly. And everybody knows that you're going to turn CNN on, and it's just garbage. I actually remember when CNN started,
just news.
Yeah, it's news.
Yeah.
These guys are reporting news. It was good. You know, those guys were embedded. We're embedded in the hotel of Baghdad.
Oh,
bombs are going off everywhere.
Oh, like Geraldo.
Geraldo. But, you know, and then all of a sudden they become this propaganda machine.
Well, and this is something that Bill Maher is talking about, too. They started losing relevancy because when the, you know, when the internet got popular, and especially all these podcasts and everything, like, they started losing their control over the market.
Right. And you know, and really, you know, like, they talk about the legacy media, too, where they've lost their control, which in turn, the people in power have lost their control because they have this control over
The media.
Corporations have control over the media. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, Russell Brand did this whole thing about, you know, like, you know, several different, like, news broadcasts, and they're all sponsored by Pfizer.
Fun,
every one of them.
No, it's and I, you know, I say it's nothing but like a fucking,
so if you've got a generic drug like ivermectin that costs pennies, you know, you don't want them promoting that because you want them to promote your vaccine that costs, you know, more.
I wasn't super excited on getting it, and it's kind of, you know, and this isn't my own terms as somebody else, it's nothing but a cruel twist of fate that we ended up in the situation that the very people who caused things like the opioid crisis are the ones who are in the position, the best position to create this vaccine.
Right.
So, and that's something that, you know, it's like, I agree with too. It's not what you want. We know who the pharmaceutical companies are. Like, we know, we know what they're capable of.
We know what they do.
So, you know, and that's why it's, you know, that's why I was talking about ivermectin earlier. It's you know, unfortunately, like, the studies didn't really pan out. It's not, as far as a prophylactic, it's not good.
Right.
Like, it's not, and obviously you shouldn't take horse dewormer or anything like that. I think that's a fucking straw man argument. But, you know, the prescribed shit from the doctor to go along with other drugs when you have it, you know, that's
right.
And so what? So what?
Most,
that doesn't.
But
fucking...
most likely, like, this has probably come, you know, to light because of everything that's happened in the past year. Of course, there's good.
Learn new information.
You know, there are some good doctors out there who are like, "Hey, you know what? I bet you this is going to work. But if it's not, at least we tried something." You know.
Yes. You know, you're not just going like more vaccine.
Because true doctors, actually want to save lives.
Correct. You know? And I feel like that's about 98% of doctors.
You know, where Dr. Fauci is the 1% who is like, just take the vaccine while I have
Hand me that beagle.
Hand me that beagle. Get it over here so he can.
They are loud. I mean, they are loud.
Flies on its face.
Let's be honest. They're not the least annoying dogs.
Yeah. They
he didn't pick the worst breed.
They are a high strung dog. High strung dog.
You're not going to have a quiet house. But no, it's just so what? Ivermectin didn't pan out. Good. Fucking whatever. Like, we're trying to find a more permanent solution because, like, I think we can all agree on, we're not going to get rid of COVID.
Right.
Reserve animals, so all what's that wrong shit.
We have a vaccine that's currently working.
Yeah.
What's wrong with the therapeutics that are currently working?
So, you know? So if Merck comes out with a pill that you can take for, like, let's say, like a week, that reduces the symptoms by 75%. And keeps you from dying 98%, kind of like the vaccine. It reduces your hospital visits by 75%, death by 98%. When inevitably the Democrats come around, like, hey, it's time for your fourth booster shot,
right?
And nobody's taking it, they're gonna drum up as much fucking fear as possible rather than do the right, do no harm, scientific, actual fucking thing. Like, this is the thing that works best. We're doing this now. Yeah.
Or just turn it, or just unpoliticize the whole thing and just turn it back over to the health professionals and let them do their job.
Fauci is not a health professional.
He's not. He's a bureaucrat.
He has turned into a figurehead, half-assed wannabe actor slash somebody who has medical qualifications. Like, he's not stupid. He's got vanity issues.
He's got vanity issues, and he's trying to hold his power to keep the current lifestyle that he lives. And there's so many doctors who came out against him, and I always remember, like, one doctor saying, hey, Dr. Fauci, when's the last time you actually saw a patient?
I think it's been a minute.
It's been a minute. He goes, I see them every day. So
it's a very,
does that make me an expert? But no, but that makes me more in tune to what's going on inside this pandemic.
You're not as disconnected. And that's a problem that, and again, this is something that it's like we get lost in the political. This is something that everybody should get behind, is there's people who might be hyper good at, a narrow field of things. And then we end up kind of idolizing them and putting them into this reality TV celebrity perspective, which is what's wrong with the fucking media.
Right.
And don't think that people like Zuckerberg aren't fucking, jumping in on that fucking ship, trying to get as many people just fucking demented with a personality disorder as possible, because they'll spend 12 hours a day on their fucking website. So it's like, you can't trust it, that these people have your best interest in mind, even if they're qualified to do so, because people are still people. People, like, they still have other issues. You can be a doctor and be kind of fucking crazy. Like, you can be, you can work in an airline and be a flat earther. Like, it's not common. Right. But if somebody takes you and props you up so that everything you say is right, like, you can't be surprised where people get moderately narcissistic off of that. Like, you can't be surprised when people just buy into it. And even if they have good intentions at the beginning, kind of lose themselves. Right. And that's something that the left will never fucking admit. Right.
And when I think about Dr. Fauci is that, that he's told so many lies to cover his own tracks that, he can't be truthful anymore. It's like when you tell so many lies, your lies are on top of lies.
Yeah.
And you don't even know what lie you've actually told, to the point, because you've told so many. But if he just came out and told the truth, as one great person said, the truth will set you free.
Personally, I don't think you can be in the STEM field and be a politician. And Fauci's trying to do both.
He's trying to do both because he's in charge of this machine, basically, the National Institutes of
Morality. He's got his face on it now. That's the problem, is he's absorbed it into the emotional. It's his part of his personal fucking image.
Right.
So at that point, do you think you're going to be honest about everything?
I created it.
When your ego gets in the way?
No. 20 years, I created this entity known as the National, Infectious Disease, whatever.
Was he the creator?
I don't know who was the creator.
Okay.
Yeah. He definitely ran it for, since the 80s. So, 20, 30 years.
Yeah, so he's been in charge. Part. Yeah.
So he is that any decision that's made inside of that organization is him.
Yeah, he's kind of, but that's what he, I feel like, you know, and this is kind of being, this is my op-ed part of it. Yeah, it's, I feel like that's, that was his goal probably from a while ago, is trying to get ahead of the next pandemic.
Right.
So he can be the one to fix it.
To fix it and be the savior.
And that's when he started doing things kind of, you know, at the expense of others.
Of beagles.
And people. Just beagles and Wuhan.
And then, you know, I mean, I guess there's another report that, you know, there's proof that, you know, obviously that in 2019 that, you know, that the National Institution of Virology has, you know, supported gain of function in the Wuhan labs.
Yeah, this is something that is going to get lost in the weeds, I feel like, because I feel like a lot of people threw money at something that was a good idea. So the people that are involved in gain of function, I'm sure to some of those people, how it was not proposed with the way of like, yeah, we're going to be poking a dangerous virus just to see what happens. I don't think they were told a lot again, of that, but Fauci probably knew.
But he probably knew.
Yeah,
but then again, in the name maybe of getting in front of the next pandemic,
yeah,
maybe you have to do things that are not quite, you know, ethical.
Yeah. Know? No, it's very Wernher von Braun.
It's tough. You know, we've all we've all been on jobs. We're like, maybe this isn't the best decision right now.
Yeah.
But it's the only decision.
I wouldn't label.
I wouldn't say
trying to get ahead of the next pandemic as the only decision we can make.
Anyway, we're going to take a break here.
Good. I have to pee.
Yeah, me too. So you have to wait.
Let's all go.
Get in, twitch your nose, and settle down to sweet repose. And when you're just about to doze. Fly trouble.
Buzz. Some Hank Williams Sr. right there.
He's taking off.
That's right.
You roll a paper nice and tight and you wait around.
Because we got fly problems.
Buzz.